This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know I sure am because we made it. It's Friday, baby.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
Friday. You know what? Screw it. Weekend. Party.
Oh, I'm sweaty after
sweaty
that.
Party.
Let's see if Joe Frank, our contestant, is there. Joe Frank, are you there?
I am here. What's up, guys?
What's up, Joe? Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Joe Frank from Tacoma has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What shape is a baseball field's infield?
Diamond.
Correct. What is the tallest building in Seattle?
Pass.
Who is the lead singer of Korn?
Pass.
Which organ regulates body temperature?
Body temperature. Organ. Heart.
No.
Brain.
No. Bug droid is the robot mascot of what brand?
Repeat.
Bug droid is the robot mascot of what brand?
Oh. Toro.
No.
Pass.
In what late 70s year did the Seahawks have their first winning season?
78.
Yes. Orpington, Silky, and Leghorn are types of what?
Leghorn. Repeat.
Orpington, Silky, and Leghorn are all types of what?
Characters.
No.
Plants.
No.
Pass.
What is the most popular flavor of ice cream in the U.S.?
Vanilla.
It sure is. Joe Frank, you got 3 correct.
Jeez.
You know what? It's okay. I still believe in you. I'm going to distract Steve really bad. It's Friday, so he's probably already thinking about the weekend. And then he will lose.
That's right.
Steve.
I feel like I'm walking into a room of disrespect. Or at least 50% disrespect.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What shape is a baseball field's infield?
Diamond.
Correct. What is the tallest building in Seattle?
That would be the Columbia Tower.
It sure
right
is.
Right across the street from us.
Who is the lead singer of Korn?
Jonathan Davis.
Yes. Which organ regulates body temperature?
The dong.
No.
The brain?
No.
The heart?
No. Oh. Bug droid is the robot mascot of what brand?
Bug droid, robot mascot of what brand? Android.
It is.
Yeah.
In what late 70s year did the Seahawks have their first winning season?
79.
No.
78?
Correct. Orpington, Silky, and Leghorn are all types of what?
Sheets.
No.
Yogurt?
Nope.
Cheese.
Nope. What is the most popular flavor of ice cream in the U.S.?
It has to be vanilla.
It sure is. An early online phenomenon was about 6 degrees of what actor?
Oh, Kevin Bacon.
That's right. What car company makes the Leaf and the Versa?
Nissan?
Yes, Steve Miggs with time to spare. You got 8 correct.
Which
is a victory 8-3. Sorry, Joe Frank.
Oh, don't sweat it. I appreciate you guys. Thank
you
very much.
We appreciate you, man.
You rock, Joe. Joe Frank.
Joe Frank.
Another Joe Frank. Joe Frank. Another one bites the dust. Give it to us.
Neither Joe you Frank. Nor Joe Frank knew that the organ that regulates body temperature is your skin.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I always forget skin is an organ, but it is.
Orpington, Silky, and Leghorn.
Worm.
Name a famous Leghorn.
Foghorn.
And what is he?
A rooster.
He's a chicken, yeah. There you go. Those are all breeds of chickens.
City folks just don't get it.
Congratulations on your victory, Steve. We are looking to find the saddest rock song in all of rock history. And 16 songs have been decided on by you, Rockaholics. They're going head-to-head to determine what is the saddest song in rock music history. Plus, we're going to find out who won yesterday's matchup, which was between Johnny Cash Hurt and Nine Inch Nails Hurt.
The original versus the cover. Which one was better?
We will do Bracket Sadness next.
The Daily Mix Show. What is the saddest song in rock music history? A real tearjerker. A sappy sniveler. Let's find out. The Daily Mix Show presents Bracket Sadness.
We are on the mission of a lifetime to find the saddest song in rock music ever. We start with 16 songs as selected by you. They go head to head, and we will eventually determine the saddest song in rock music. And you can place votes at KISW.com. Yesterday, it was all about the song Hurt. We had the original by Nine Inch Nails, and then the cover by Johnny Cash.
And Taryn, I have to say, this was the one I was most excited about because, you know, this is the big conversation, the big argument is the cover, a very rare instance where the cover is better than the original, but that's been like the back and forth battle. Is Nine Inch Nails version better than Johnny Cash's, or is it the other way around?
Let's unveil the big winner.
And you could have it all.
Yup.
My empire.
Taryn's about to cry again.
I will let you
this
down.
Is Johnny's voice at its best, if you ask me.
Oh. I'm fine. I'm doing
Your eyes are a little watery. 52% of the vote. It was very close.
Holy smokes.
Very polarizing. Not polarizing, but divided, I guess would be the right way to say. Yeah.
So today's big day, Migs, what bracket are we going with next?
We're heading on over to the grunge bracket. That's right. All the bands are from the Pacific Northwest, and today's matchup is definitely that. Are you ready for the first competitor in Bracket Sadness?
Yeah.
It's okay to eat fish, 'cause they don't have any feet.
I'll be honest, I sing that part whenever I get sushi. Yep, some songs are sad, and then there's something in the way. A song so bleak it makes a rainy day in Seattle feel like a beach party. Kurt Cobain delivers every line like he's already halfway to the afterlife. So if you're ready to feel deeply uncomfortable in the best way possible, listen to Something in the Way.
A real toe tapper.
Also featured, though, a different version was featured. Remember, was it that Batman movie?
Oh, yes. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I think it was the actual version. Like, I don't think they did a different version for it. It was like they played this.
Oh, they did this version.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen that Batman film.
It's a good one.
Would you like to know
what is going? That's such a cool song, though. I mean, and just the backstory also.
Oh.
You ever heard the backstory where it's like Kurt did the guitar and the vocals before they did all the other instruments? Usually it's the other way around. Usually you laid a foundation with the drums, maybe even the bass and rhythm section thing. But he just kind of was in a studio doing his thing, like kind of laying down, and he sang that song. And then they're like, okay, Dave, this isn't set to a click, so the tempo's a little off. Figure it out. And he did.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a great version.
So what song could possibly go up against Something in the Way from Nirvana? It's this.
Now it seems like too much love is never enough. It ain't you better sink out another road. Cause this one is ending up round. Oh, still loaded.
Temple of the Dog, Say Hello to Heaven. Some songs break your heart, and then there's Say Hello to Heaven. A gut-wrenching tribute to a fallen friend, sung by Chris Cornell, a man whose voice could make a brick wall cry.
He could just sing the phone book, and it's emotional.
Written for Mother Love Bone's Andrew Wood, this song isn't just sad, it's an emotional sledgehammer wrapped in a power ballad. So grab your tissues and prepare for the feels with Temple of the Dog, Say Hello to Heaven.
I know we talk about the emotion in Chris Cornell's voice, but this guitar solo, Mike McCready.
You can place your votes at KISW.com, or you can text Nirvana for Something in the Way, or text Temple for Say Hello to Heaven to 206-803-ROCK. And we have a couple rockaholics on the horn that we're going to have weigh in on this matchup. Alan from Seattle, who is going to get your vote? Will it be Nirvana, Something in the Way, or Temple of the Dog, Say Hello to Heaven?
Oh, this is a tough one, guys. You really did it on this.
You're welcome.
I cried a couple times already, so I think I'm going to have to go. I think it's Kurt, because it's so haunting, the way he's singing that song in the studio. Yeah. As much as I love Chris's voice, that listening to Kurt sing that song every time I hear it come on Spotify, I can't help but think about what he was going through.
Especially when you listen to that record from front to back, and when that song comes on, you almost feel like you've like kind of like transported into the room with him. Like just how the vocals and how they recorded it and how you hear his voice, it's powerful.
I would have to agree with you there, Steve.
Thanks, Alan.
You rock, man.
Now let's check in with David from Tacoma. David, are you going with Nirvana or Temple of the Dog?
Well, yep, no denying Chris Cornell's got that passion and that feel in his voice, but I'm going to lean towards Kurt because, Nirvana, because when that song, that CD first came out in the 90s, you listen to all the big hits, the Come As You Are, the Smells Like Teen Spirit, Lithium, all those, and you get to Something in the Way, and, what's this? I don't want to listen to that. But now I read Kurt Cobain's biography, and man, you really get I got a feel for the guy now, and I rediscovered Something in the Way, and it's like, whoa, it hits me different. So anyway, that's why Something in the Way.
Yeah, I appreciate the story behind that. I don't disagree with you. I'm torn. I love both songs. Part of me leans a little bit towards Temple of the Dog because of the connection to Andrew Wood, who's one of my all-time favorite singers. But I mean, I think either one of these is very deserving to go on to the next round because they're equally depressing.
Get your votes in at KISW.com, Rockaholics. A minor league team has gone viral for a logo that includes a certain body part of a woman,
and you
Steve.
Still haven't seen. I've seen it. You haven't seen it yet.
I have not.
It's so great.
We're gonna go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Baltimore Orioles have a AA affiliate called the Chesapeake Bay Sox, and they recently announced that they're going to play a select number of games as the Chesapeake Oyster Catchers, which is inspired by the American Oyster Catcher bird.
Up until today, no idea that was even a bird.
Today, years old.
Yeah.
But fans on social media were very quick to point out that this new logo unintentionally resembles female reproductive anatomy.
So, have you seen the picture of it yet?
I have not.
Okay, so it looks like it's just like part of this the overall, like someone grabbed it from their Instagram. So, the actual logo is just a bird on a bat, and it's called the Oyster Catchers.
Yeah.
But apparently, there's another part to the logo, and it's a baseball glove holding an oyster, and instead of a pearl, it's a baseball. And, well, it looks like this.
I would slurp that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys would. And some ladies as well. So a lot of people are having fun with that.
The reactions are priceless.
It's awesome.
So we've got to go straight to the comments.
Yeah, we found a few of these comments. And to be honest with you, I don't even remember who's doing the voice.
Oh, let's find out. It'll be a good surprise.
Yeah, thanks to the beauty of artificial intelligence.
And Mig's lack of intelligence.
Yeah, well, you know, it's Friday. One foot out the door. The weekend is here. So we found a bunch of these comments. We had some celebrity do the voice. I guess we'll have to figure out what celebrity it is. I bet I'll be able to figure it out rather quickly.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for the first comment about this sexually suggestive minor league baseball team logo?
Play ball.
All right. Here we go.
There's something odd about this logo, but I just can't seem to put my finger on it.
Can you put your finger on whose voice that is, Steve?
No. Wait, okay. Do you think you know who it is?
No, I do it again.
All right, same one?
Yeah.
All right, same comment.
There's something odd about this logo, but I just can't seem to put my finger on it.
Oh, I think I know who
it
is now.
Shame on
you. I do know who it is.
Okay.
And it's a very, it's not the greatest impression by artificial intelligence, but think sports broadcaster.
Oh, no.
That's why it makes sense. We had a sports broadcaster.
Of course.
Read the comments. Are you ready for the next one? Maybe sure. You can figure it out.
What about the children? Shame on you. I can't believe someone approved this.
What about the children? I still don't know.
Stephen A. Smith.
Oh.
Now hear it again through that lens.
What about the children? Shame on you. I can't believe someone approved this.
No, Grant, he doesn't sound as angry as Stephen A.
That's literally the one thing that's missing is that anger.
This is Stephen A. Smith when he visits one of the dispensaries here in Western Washington. I always hate when people are like, what about the children? I guarantee if you go home this weekend and you show this picture, and I'm not telling you to do it, who am I to tell you how to be a parent, but you show this picture of the glove with the oyster and you show it to Barrett, you think Barrett's going to be like, oh my God, Mom, I can't believe what
no.
I just saw. It's only the parents that freak out about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, calm down. Get your mind out of the gutter, you freak.
Plus, we let our kid, you know, watch shows with a guy who doesn't wear any pants. Daffy Duck. What about the children?
Yeah, what about them?
Give me 3 beers and I'm down.
Okay, that's a little... that's a weird one to play after that conversation.
I'll take a jersey, a pennant, and a hat, please.
I would totally rock that. Yeah. Honestly, though, I like the bird one, too. The word oyster catchers is just hilarious. I feel like you can have, like, endless amounts of entertainment just reading some of the minor league baseball team names.
They're great.
One of my favorites is still the Chihuahuas.
Oh, that's
whenever
amazing.
They play the Rainiers, I'm like, I know I'm rooting for the Rainiers, but I kind of want to root for the Chihuahuas because their logo is so hilarious.
So awesome.
I'm asking, no begging, you at Vasox Official to change your art before it's too late.
Oh, it's too late. Everyone's out there showing it. And they did post something on their page that says, that basically said, I know a lot of you are having fun with our new alternative logos, but, you know. And then, I don't know if this is, like, the best transition to that, but they also said that the jersey sales are going towards, like, some women's charity or something like that.
Well, look at that.
Yeah.
Also, let's just not be afraid of female anatomy. It's okay.
Yeah.
Is this team sponsored by Pornhub?
Yes. Instead of Nintendo on the sleeve like the Mariners have, could you imagine?
Oh my God.
But what about the children?
There is a man who is so annoyed with his HOA that he decided to take his pettiness to a whole other level.
What about the children?
We're going to tell you what's trending next.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
We know that many a rockaholic are waking up, drinking coffee, moving through the morning, and trying to figure out what is going on in the world of pop culture. We're going to help out and give you some information about what is trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
A TikToker took some HOA pettiness to the max after getting fined $50 because he left his trash cans out.
I once got a notice on my old development because I left my trash cans out a little too long, like a day too long, that in the eyes of the HOA. And I was like, you have got to be freaking kidding me.
You are such a bad boy.
I still am. Sometimes I still leave it out a little long.
The HOA said that he could either put the trash cans in the garage, but he said that's his home gym.
Okay.
So he didn't want to put them in there. Or they said that he could erect a fence. So to get back at them, he decided to construct a black bat house on his lawn.
Have you ever seen these?
I have a bat house, but it's not as impressive as this one.
It's like this long ass pole that goes higher than his house, and then like a little apartment for the bats.
Yeah, you can put spray in there to attract them and everything.
Apparently this guy's a fitness bro, and he's got like a popular TikTok page, and I found a little audio of him talking about the issues with the HOA. It's pretty funny, though. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Quick recap. My HOA recently discovered the trash cans are ugly. Yeah,
it's a trash can. Now, with this groundbreaking discovery, they've decided to charge me $50 every time they can see my garbage cans from the road. So welcome to part two of things I'm doing to piss off my HOA.
I love the level of pettiness that this guy has.
Get him.
It's almost on the same level as like Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I like living in this neighborhood. It's very pretty. But there's one thing it's missing. Bats.
I love Halloween.
Now, they gave me options. They said I could either put my trash cans in the garage, but that's my home gym. Or I can erect a fence. You can erect this.
Whoa!
It's aggressive every once in a while. But he loves Halloween.
Now, at this point, some of you may be asking, Scotty, why bats? A fun fact, bat sanctuaries are federally protected. Bats deserve to live in nice places, too. Before we put this up in the air, we're going to be spraying it with a bat attractant spray. Would you just look at it?
I mean, bat houses are pretty dope. I love mine.
I did not know that that's something that you absolutely can get away with having, though.
Yeah.
Not that I have any intentions or any plans on building a bat house for my neighborhood, but
I mean, no one could even see mine from the street living on 5 acres, but this guy just has his front and center for everyone to enjoy.
Taryn, have you ever been to a Publix?
Yes.
I remember people hyping them. Danny, how about you?
Nope.
It's a grocery store. But people get so fired up about them, and mostly in like Florida and places like that. I remember when we went to Disney World and we stayed in Airbnb, there was a Publix right by our Airbnb. So I'm like, let's go. That place is awesome.
They got it all.
They do, and it's some good stuff over there. Well, anyways, there's a Publix that's going viral because, well, it's based in Kentucky. They had a big grand opening, and they were interviewing people who were waiting in line to be one of the first customers at the Publix. So the news, you know, the news channel goes and talks to a couple of dudes that are at the front of the line, and it is one of the funniest fake name gags that the guy gave to the reporter. So here, check out some of the audio.
The grocery chain is a staple in the South, known for its pub subs, deli options, and bakery. Local 12 interviewed the first customer who got in line at 4 a.m.
I'm a Florida resident, so I know Publix, but I got my friend here, John Pork. He's never been to a Publix before, so Kim brought him out.
So you probably went, well, what's the name? Why is it weird? He didn't say the name but he gave them a name and they put it up on the screen underneath his face. I can't believe that they got away with this. It's a nice nod to the old Chris Farley film, Black Sheep.
Oh, classic.
Do you remember a certain name? His first name was Jack. Middle name, let's just come up with something random, like Danny. So Jack, Danny, and then last name, Meehoff.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. They put it up there.
Oh my
they wrote
God,
it out.
No.
They spelled it. I can't believe that not a single person, a producer, an intern, the news anchors, like, hey, that doesn't sound like his real name.
Also, the disrespect of not knowing that that is a classic from a Chris Farley movie.
I thought that was like the funniest thing. I mean,
try not to cry. The Cheesecake Factory has cut 13 menu items.
Oh, but so then, now it has 6,752 other items on their menu.
But now you can rejoice because they have added 20 new ones.
My God.
According to a food blogger, the new Thai stir-fried noodles are an absolute must.
Okay.
And then some of the other highlights include a double smash burger and a margarita verde.
The last time I went to the Cheesecake Factory, I did something that now I'm more in a habit of doing now, but at the time I never would do it. I went online and went through their menu to find what I wanted. Because every time I go to the Cheesecake Factory, they hand you what is about the size of the Bible.
It is.
And they're like, here. And you go, I mean, they have advertisements in their menu. It's ridiculous.
It's very stressful.
Right. I get anxiety. So I'm like, I need to like figure out what I want to eat because there's too many options.
Yeah. Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? This man has a record of 98 wins, 42 losses, and 23 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.